Hey everyone, welcome to episode 19 of Thomas and the Bible. State of emergency. There's nothing in this entire reading blocked off for today. Gotta be honest with you. There's everything and nothing. So I remember yesterday's podcast, I ended, there's a chapter where they're just describing the stupid Ark of the Covenant, you know, exactly in obscene amounts of detail how to make it. Well, turns out we would be incredibly lucky if it were just that chapter. It's two more chapters. And then in the third one, it doesn't get any better. So I still don't know, even right now, recording this, I don't know if I should read it. It's horrible. I kind of want to. If I don't read it, there's not going to be a podcast at all today. I'll just read through it, but I'll give you the warning that it's ridiculous detail, terrible, terrible amounts of writing. And after all this, there's all this detail. You know what they could have done to put in their holy book is they could have just said, and then the Lord instructed them how to build an ark. And that's it. Hundreds and hundreds of words saved by just saying that. I can't believe this has been in the Bible the whole time, and I didn't know. It's even more worthless than I thought. Oh, you know, all right. So I guess I'm gonna read through it. And so if you're diehard, you want to hear all the words of the Bible, then listen. If not, I invite you to skip this. I might throw a few jokes that here and there, but I don't know. It's hard to joke when it's all it is, well, you'll see. All right. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. The length of one curtain shall be 28 cubits, the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure. The 5 curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain from the selvaging of in the coupling, and likewise thou shalt make in the uttermost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops shalt thou make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain, that is, in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold of one another. And thou shalt make curtains of goat's hair to be a covering upon the tabernacle. 11 curtains shalt thou make. This is it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Do you really think all-powerful Mr. God had all this in mind? This entire thing? Every one of these details? And it goes on. I'm 1/100th of the way through this. It goes on. You think people had to build this exact way with all these loops and all this crap. Like, I don't know how to deal with this. It's impossible. It's unreal. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of one measure. And thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shalt double the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is the outermost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. Fred coupleth the second. And thou shalt make 50 tacks of brass, and put the tacks into the loops, and couple the bent together. And you suppose if you flip the Bible over, there's the other side of these instructions that are in Chinese or whatever. And the remnant that remaineth of the curtains of the tent, the half of the curtain that remaineth, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle. And the cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of that which remaineth in the length of the curtains of the tent, it shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. And thou shalt make a covering for the tent of ramskin dyed red, and a covering above of badger skins. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half will be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side, southward. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. And 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto one ring. Thus shall it be for both of them, and they shall be for the 2 corners. And they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. Fuzzy thing, that's the most exciting thing that's happened yet. And if thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, five for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, and for the 2 sides westward, and the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make the rings of gold, and 4 places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was shewed thee in the mount. And thou shalt make a veil of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen of cunning work, with cherubim shalt be made. And thou shalt hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the 4 sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tax, that thou mayest bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And thou shalt set the table without the veil and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side, and thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework. And thou shalt make for the hanging 5 pillars of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold. And thou shalt cast 5 sockets of brass for them. That's the end of chapter 26. We got 2 more chapters. I know. I'm feeling it. I can barely even do this. Oh, wow. This is the kind of stupidity that's like, I can't even really laugh at it. It's just, it's getting me. It's beating me down. Can't handle this kind of level of stupidity. I don't know. I don't know what to say, guys. I don't know if anyone's with me still. What? I'll move on. I can't think of anything. I'll move on. Next chapter. And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, and the altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. Oh, this one's shorter. That's good. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make his pans to receive ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his flesh hooks, and his fire pans. All the vessels thereof thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a grate of network of brass, and upon the net shalt thou make 4 brazen rings, and the 4 corners thereof. And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath, that the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Hollow with boards shalt thou make it, as it was shewed to thee in the mount, so they shall make it. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There should be hangings for the court of fine twined linen, of 100 cubits long for one side, and the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side and the lake, there shall be hangings of an 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. Starting to get to me. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits, the hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. Their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. If that was 16 cubits, would God shit a brick? Is that... Or what if there was like 4 little pillars and 4 sockets instead of 3 sockets? Would it not work? When you prayed, would it like go to a different god? Would go to like Zeus or something? And why didn't he just say, look, make me some sort of altar and pray to it. That's it. Why does he need all this bullshit? And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twilight. Rod and needlework and their pillars shall be 4 and sockets 5. And all the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver. And their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and breadth 50 everywhere, and height 50 cubits, 5 cubits of 920. Oh, I almost said 50 instead of 5. Jeez, you guys would have been like, what? 50 cubits high? Oh, no way. All of the vessels of the tabernacle and all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof and all the pins of the court shall be brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Okay, that's the end of chapter 27, guys. Almost through it. Oh, man. Chapter 28. It's another long one, but we can do it. We can do it. This one changes it up a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Honestly, it's not that much, but it might be just enough for us to not die of a brain aneurysm. Oh, chapter 28. And take thee thou unto thee Aaron, thy brother. Oh, what? What? Something's actually happening. He's telling him to actually do something. Thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. Thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, with cunning work. It shall have the two... I wonder if the work ended up being cunning. Too bad we'll never know. Because God, even though he cared so much about this, he had to spell out in precise detail exactly everything to be made. God didn't bother to save this ark. That I know of. Otherwise, why was Indiana Jones looking for it? That's the extent of my Ark of the Covenant education. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof. God, this is tough. Joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, of purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Thou shalt take two onyx stones and grave on them the names of the children of Israel, 6 of their names on the stone, on one stone, and the other 6 names of the rest on the other stone according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. Ouch! Ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones in the memorial of... Oh, so by the way, everyone who's not here, he stopped describing the ark. Yay! He actually started describing the garments that they're to wear. So, probably a lateral step. That's not really a step forward, is it? And thou shalt... We're almost done. Getting close. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of the memorial unto the children of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make ouches of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the ends of wreathen work shalt thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ouches. And thou shalt make the breastplate of the judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod shalt thou make it. Of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it. Four square it shall be, being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set it in settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond, and the third row a ligure, and an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And the stone shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone with his name shall they be, according to the 12 tribes. Thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the end of wreathen work of pure gold. Thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the end of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains shalt thou shalt fasten in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the fore part thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof under the rings of the ephod with the lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate may not be loosened from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel and the breastplate of the judgment upon his heart, wherein he goeth into the holy place, and a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of the judgment of Urim and Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart, and when he shall goeth before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And thou shalt make the robe of ephod all of olive blue, and there shall be an hole in the top of it in the midst thereof, and it shall have a binding of woven work round about the hole of it, as it were a hole of the habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them ringing about.
Round about? Another god. It is impossible.
Not even late. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate. Weird. It really says that twice. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a gold, comma, a golden bell and a pomegranate, comma, upon the hem of the robe round about. It shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. Yeah. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, almost done, engrave upon it like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord, and thou shalt put it on blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in their holy gifts. And it shall always be upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. So close. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even to the thighs shall they reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die, shall be statute forever unto him and his seed after him. End of the reading. Really, do people really think that God... I'm feeling like emotionally drained from how horrible these last three chapters were. Do people really think that God told someone all this? Could God have told them all this and then not be telling us this now? Why would he have such a change of heart? It sounds like he would want us to make all kinds of ridiculous things to work. You know, like, it's if this is just the start, why would it end? Why wouldn't we still be having to make the... All right. This was terrible, terrible, terrible podcast. Worst podcast of all time. Sorry about this. It's the Bible. I don't know what to say. So send an exploding telegram to Thomas at comments at thomasinthebible.com, or go to my crappy site, and I'll see you guys later. I'm going to go shoot myself.